This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's a Tuesday on The Usual Suspects. That means if the weather outside is a bit eh, inside it's just got to be sunshine, rainbows, and fun because the suspects are here. Nicholas is here, Barry's here, and yours truly here to guide you through the next 3 hours of your day. So hopefully you take us along for the ride. We appreciate you keeping us on, whether it be outside or inside. What's up, fellas?
All hail the suspects!
What up?
Most of them,
what's
right?
What's going on?
None.
Why?
Much.
Because, you know, we do get the occasional, as we spoke about yesterday.
Yeah.
We'll chime in with, I told you so's, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
Or KJ.
We get those. Or hate and ask Kevin.
He did not stop after the show ended yesterday either.
I like it.
Although, after day two of the lawnmower saga, he apologized.
Oh, did he?
There's more to the saga.
Really?
Yeah. Do you want to hear the story?
Sure.
Yeah.
Let's go.
So, last night after the show, I decided I was going to try to get it unstuck before I called any of the number of neighbors that offered to help me.
Let's be clear. You're going to get the mower unstuck.
Yes.
Okay. Because you mower know, I, you know how my sense of humor works.
I know. Okay. So my lawnmower was in the backyard stuck in mud. So after getting the car out, if you didn't hear that story, go back to yesterday's show, podcastarena.com, first hour. You'll get all the details and backstory.
Right.
I was like, all right, this is going to be easy. I'm going to stop and get a couple of 2x6s and some plywood. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get this bad boy out. So I did. Go to Home Depot, a couple of 2x6s, some plywood. I even looked at getting a come along, and they had one, but it was only a 25. I know, I had to be real careful.
Yeah, I was like, whoa, did he get it right?
I had to. Don't you?
I got to find it first.
But I had to say, it only had like a 25-foot one. And the problem is people keep telling me, well, just hook it up to one of those trees right there. It's like, that's the wrong way, dummy. I'm trying to get it out of the trees, not in the trees. There are no trees behind it. So I need like 100 foot of, you know, something that can handle 600 pounds. So I need 100 foot rope or chain or whatever. Anyways, I didn't get to come along. I just got the wood and some gloves and left. Got home. It hadn't really rained that hard yet, but it did rain.
Okay.
So the mower was uncovered all day. So I get home, I get changed, I go out there, and I proceed to spend an hour trying to get the mower unstuck with this wood, and I had no luck whatsoever. The deck of the mower, where the blades are and everything, is buried in mud. The front tires, probably a third.
Wow.
Sunk it. So even if I could get the back tires at one point, I had the plywood up, but it's not coming out. I'm going to either need to be pulled out or dug out. One of the two. I'm either going to need a crane, dynamite, or something.
Now, don't let me be the voice of reason. Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Did you not just go back to the Facebook page and ask the guy that helped you get the car out to help you again?
So I did after the hour, but it was getting dark, and I just said, hey, man, we'll just knock it out tomorrow. And he said, okay. So no luck. Day two, I took a tarp and just covered it. So now there's just a lawnmower in my backyard covered in a tarp like I'm just some white trash redneck. That just like, well, I don't have a shed for that. I'll just cover it. And that's where I'm. And I did find out that I am strong enough to lift a 600-pound lawnmower.
Really?
Yeah. I was able to lift the back of it up, slide the plywood under. Also, pretty sure I got a hernia. Not even lying. Swear to God. I have a big, bulging, painful welt on my abdomen. I'm 90% sure I have a hernia now. So everybody that talked trash and was like, just lift it up. I'm talking to you, old hating ass Kevin.
I got it. From now on, then, if that's the case, we can come back from every break, Nick, and go, it's Nick, it's Joel, and our third nut, Barry, because
that's
he now
not where
has
the hernia
one based
is.
On the hernia.
It's in the abdomen, not the balls. It's in my abdomen.
It's a bulging...
Up here, Joel, do you know where your balls
that push
are?
Through the mesh.
Do you know where your balls are?
The mesh lining of your groinage.
Is your balls in your belly button? Because it's in that area. It's not the same kind of hernia.
It depends on how it's hanging, not, man.
I am, no.
Just
what, are you upside
you?
Down?
Hey, I told you, my old man had one. He never had it fixed.
I swear, like, I came inside after getting all, like, fighting with it, and I was sitting there, and I was like, why does my stomach hurt so bad? And I was like, I looked down, and there's just this big lemon-sized knot on my stomach. I was like, oh. Pretty sure that's.
I'm not going to give you too much heat for it because I gave you a lot of heat for pulling your back, getting the
drink
cup
off
of
the
coffee.
Car. Yeah. Well, at least I know one, I can lift 600 pounds. Two, I can't do it safely.
Yeah. So. Hernias suck.
Oh man. So I'm like, well, I'll give this about a week if it goes away. Because my wife said obviously she's a nurse, so she looked at it and she goes, it's very possible that that's a hernia. Also, well, first she called me a dumbass, and then she took a look at it. Yeah. And then she said, very possible. She said, it might have just been, you might have torn a muscle.
That sounds scary.
But I had like the...
You should probably just not show up to work.
So I had like a 2x6 and I was like trying to wedge it under the front tires and lift it up and do it. So I might have also just like bruised the area, like, because I was like literally leaning on the 2x6 with my gut and my whole body just to get extra weight on it to pry it up.
So
she goes,
there's
no telling. She said, just wait a week and then if, you know, don't lift anything, don't do anything and... We'll see what happens.
Look,
so,
if I miss
April or May, it's because I'm in the hospital getting hernia surgery. So
to prevent that, yes. Go ahead and take 3 or 4 days off. Now, I'll fill in.
Bitch, don't try to take my job.
Okay?
Don't try to take
my
job.
No, I'm worried. You need rest.
No, you're trying to take my job. That's
Wednesday,
not cool.
Thursday, Friday. Go ahead and take a 5-day weekend.
You and Jermaine Emery and Cody, all y'all can kiss my ass. I'm not giving up my job that easy. You have to fight me for it.
I'm worried for you.
Jake Asman.
He's coming in.
All y'all can fight me for it. I'll fight every one of you with a hernia
I'm
and everything.
Worried. I'm worried for
you. No, bitch. You're not worried.
I love you like a brother.
Yeah, whatever. No.
I'll hold it down for you.
You do your thing.
So the Grapes of Wrath did not provide.
Joel, stop
a
making
out.
Ball jokes. It's not my balls.
No, he's gonna keep making them ball jokes because they're hilarious.
No, they're God.
See?
Really?
Yeah.
You're just gonna encourage
you just
that?
Added low hanging fruit
mad,
to the grapes.
Absolutely.
Oh my God. This is like I work with
so
two
wait a minute.
Children.
And after
I work
all
with
of
two
this,
children.
The mower is still out there.
Yes. Go look at my Twitter. I took a picture of it. It looked so sad.
Oh, my God. I got to see this.
It looks so sad. It's just this little mini mower with a green tarp over it. And I used the wood that I bought to get it out to hold the tarp down so it doesn't blow away. So at least the wood came in handy somehow. It's pretty sad.
You would almost think it was like a death in the family if it was a white tarp. You just lay the tarp over it like it's
right,
a dead
like a
body.
Dead body.
It's like, yep, that one's gone.
I should draw an outline around its body in chalk in my yard. Spray paint an outline. Here was where the mower died. Yeah, pretty bad. So,
wow. And you have lasting results to show
and
for
I got,
it.
I'm
that
pretty
are painful.
Sure I got a hernia. So we're all we're having a great week. It is top notch. Stuff going on over
You're
here.
You're gonna seriously injure yourself one of these days. Like,
you already did.
Seriously, like way more than that.
Like how?
I don't know. There's all kinds of lawnmower accidents.
Yeah, my wife gets on me. She's like, "You do some of the dumbest stuff." I'm like, I don't. Yeah.
Same. Just like Lisa's the same way too. Don't hold back, honey. Just go ahead and just air it out. You're an idiot. How dumb are you? I'm like, oh great.
Man, thanks. My wife has never not told me the truth, and I love it because like if I go to her and ask her opinion on something, I know that if she likes it or if she says, oh yeah, that looks good, or that sounds good, or that's funny, or whatever, I know it's honest to God, that's her, you know, honest assessment of it. But she never sugarcoats anything. She never, and look, I call her my little dream crusher, because sometimes she will just devastate you when you're excited about something. You'll be like, babe, I came up with this idea. I'm going to do this, this, and this. She'll be like, that's dumb. I'm like, oh, all right. Well, there goes everything I've been working on for the last 6 months. So
it is dumb.
But she keeps me honest, and I appreciate
honest,
that
though,
more than anything.
Can you do it to her in return?
Yes.
I cannot.
She is absolutely, like, we are 100% honest with each other about everything. Like, if she comes out and she's like, does this look dumb? I'm like, yeah. She's like, all right. And she goes and changes, and that's it. Like, I don't have that problem.
Yeah, I can accept it because she does it to me. But if I return the favor,
yeah, no,
not going to
I don't
go
think
over
that's
well.
Uncommon. I feel like they don't always play by the same rules, and you kind of have to.
Yeah.
That's marriage, right?
Yeah, it's, well, evidently Barry's lucky and doesn't have to, but I have to, and it's not fun.
So you injured yourself and you didn't die. Because honestly, it took that Facebook post of yours for me to know that you were still alive. Because I heard a report, and I thought you were dead.
Like, you heard a report?
About this lawnmower accident.
It was probably KJ.
Yeah,
like a news report.
No, you didn't hear it.
Dude, I'm looking at this picture right now. By the way, nice patio furniture.
Oh, thanks.
But I'm looking, going, it looks like it either could be like an exercise bike, an old motorcycle.
I think what I'm going to do is, since it's got a seat on it, my other thought was, if I can't get this thing unstuck, I'm just going to put bird seat on it, and it can just be a expensive bird feeder.
Yeah, or you could put, like, you know, build like a scarecrow fountain on top of it, and it could be like a statue.
Put
in the
a water
backyard
hose in it, yeah, a little fountain. Yeah, I don't know. I got tons of ideas. But no, there's a gentleman in my neighborhood that has a four wheeler with a winch on it, and he offered 2 days ago to come and help me, but I was like, I can get this myself. So day three, you know, plus hernia, and he's gonna come help me today after work. So we should get it unstuck. I'll let you know. Day three of the Mower Chronicles will be updated.
Just so you believe me, because I wasn't lying. God. This is what I heard.
Developing tonight, a man is dead after police say he became trapped under a riding lawnmower in a pond.
I was like, that was Barry. That was Barry. Picked up the phone, called you like 100 times.
In a pond. He's lying. He called AJ and said, hey, I heard Barry's dead. I'm in.
Yeah.
Bye.
I want his job.
I'm in.
All
don't worry
bastards
about it. I got it. I'll be good. And all if we do hear from Barry and he's okay, we'll see what we can do.
Don't say nothing.
Yeah, we'll see what we can do.
Man.
All right, we're just getting started on The Usual Suspects, which means you know how we do it. If there's something on your mind you want to get off your chest, we'd love to have you a part of the show. Therefore, we provide you with ways to contact us. The HRNP listener line, 713-780-3776. You can call or text that number. You can also hit us up via Twitter, where Barry's already getting HOA comments and yeah, all kinds of issues with the lawnmower.
Well, I'm getting comments. We'll do it after the break, but I have a question for the listeners. I need help. As you know, a lot of times I turn to the listeners for help, and I'm trying to track something down. And this is pretty important. Not just that, you would be contributing to the show as a listener. So, I mean, it's one of those things. I think this would be a great get for us. I think that the listener base in general would want this. I think that the information it would provide would be insightful. I won't tell you what it is yet. I won't tell you what the ask is. You have to stick around for the next segment. But I know that someone out there can help us with this.
Okay.
And so I need everyone to hang tight until the next segment, because it's very important to me.
There you go.
Okay.
All right. So look forward to that. 713-780-3776. Like I said, HRNP listener line. Or you can hit at Barry is funny, at the producer Nick, or at Pac-Man Joel with a K, as we are just rolling through the show. Before we head to the break, I do want to tell you about the good people at Fitz Roofing. I've been telling you about them for a while. If you have roofing issues, maybe a leaky roof, or you've been thinking about putting a new roof on the house, well, I've got a great company you need to call, because a lot of people don't look and investigate and do the research to find out the local company that's going to be there for you throughout the process. And they end up with a storm chaser, a deposit thief, or a sketchy roofer that takes your money up front and doesn't do very good work and then skips town before you can call them or report them. That's not the case with Fitz Roofing. Fitz Roofing, locally owned and operated, a family business. They are going to be here to help with all your roofing needs. They use CertainTeed shingles, which are the best in the business, and they do so to a level in which they have obtained CertainTeed Select Shingle Master Company status. Only 1% of the roofers in the United States meet the criteria to get this status. They have it. You need it. And with that, they are able to offer you warranties that are longer than your average roofer can even come close to. They do fantastic work. They're dedicated to the community, and they have an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, 5-star ratings on both Facebook and Home Advisor, so they have the ratings you need as well. And the bottom line is, they'll do a free, no-obligation inspection. All you got to do is get in contact with them. Get to fitzroofing.com, F-I-T-Z-R-O-O-F-I-N-G.com. HYTZRoofing.com, or better yet, call them 832-521-3001. They'll set up that free no-obligation inspection, and you can go from there. It's Fitz Roofing, making a difference one home at a time.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, just getting started. Second segment. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel. As we welcome you into the show, as I always do, fellas, just a little subtle reminder, Nicholas, that today is Tuesday, therefore tomorrow's way back Wednesday, therefore we need a theme.
How about dumb ranch owners who get their lawnmowers stuck in the backyard? I like that theme.
That's not bad.
Songs about dumb ranch owners.
There's a starting point right there.
There you go. Okay. You know, there's my suggestion.
Do you know any?
Yeah, Barry. Laminate.
I don't own a ranch, bro.
Yes, you do.
No, it's not a ranch.
Far from. Bobcats and
By
cougars.
By the way, today's music sucks.
And horses.
Can we put that out there that your intro music is outro music
so
sucks.
What you're saying is people, if they have suggestions,
they should email Nick.
Nope.
Like some better music options.
Email,
don't you think,
email,
Joel?
He might not open up the inbox, but
text,
Twitter. Yeah.
What do you think, Joel? Do you think the music sucks today?
I think it's more modern, Nick. I think it's more hip and current.
See, there you go.
Kiss ass.
There you go.
No, I just threw it out there.
Uh-huh.
Whatever.
All right, I teased this going into the break, and I'm serious about this. And I don't want people making jokes. I don't want people acting childish about this. This is I'm dead serious about this. But I need the help of the listeners, because with this whole Robert Kraft thing, you know, we hear from lawyers all the time, and we hear from guys like Robert Kraft, and they'll have statements, and we've actually heard from men who have gone to these places on our air, have called the show before.
Mm-hmm.
So Nick asked me, hey, do you want me to book a lawyer for the show, for the Robert Kraft thing? And I said, not really. I want to talk to a prostitute. I want to talk to a prostitute because that's the one side that we never talk to when it comes to this. So I know, I mean, and Nick said he didn't know any. I was like, oh, whatever.
All right.
Whatever. But so I wanted, like, genuinely, if you are out there in listener land and you maybe have a prostitute that you use on the side and you don't, it's all anonymous. You can send it to me. I won't say who I got it from, but I legitimately want to interview a prostitute about the Robert Kraft thing. I want to get that side of it. I have questions about the business. I have questions about the clientele. I have tons of questions. And I think our listeners would want to hear their side of it.
Now, do you go escort or do you go prostitute?
Sure.
Because, you know, the above-board way of describing it is an escort, which is you are paying for the company of someone, but not elaborating as to what deal might be done. Right?
I mean, I don't really care.
Okay, so you don't care.
You're splitting hairs.
No, I'm just trying to...
No, I think the detail... I think we should put a spotlight on, like, the whole sex trafficking. If you're forced, she probably won't admit to that. But I think the bad side of the story needs to be spotlighted, too. You can't just talk about the sexual acts and what she's doing. That doesn't make any sense.
Obviously, the bigger issue is if sex trafficking
that's exactly what I want
goes
to talk about.
Down, and if he knew about it, that's a bigger issue.
I want to talk about the interactions between her and her clients, like what is actually discussed, because that's going to give you a lot of insight into what goes on when a guy like Robert Kraft goes and does this. I want to know, like, is this just I think there's a lot of unanswered questions. There's a lot of information that could be discovered about this kind of story. By talking to the one person that no one ever bothers to talk to.
So, which is the victim in this case. And the other question I had, because I'm just trying to specify it for you, but does it matter if it's someone that works at the massage parlor like this one?
Don't
or if
care.
It's just
it
a
could be
escort?
Yeah, I mean, Nick, you can go to Whole Foods and get one of the massage ladies or whatever, wherever it is you did that
was,
time.
That was, everybody could see that. There was nothing.
Oh, that's
Stop.
Even worse.
Stop.
You're into some weird stuff.
Stop. It was in a grocery store.
I know. That's the weirdest thing ever.
Hey, they thought it was okay. They didn't think it was weird.
Man, that's weird. I do. I want. So I have Nick on a mission to, you know, he's pretending like he doesn't have a number.
Nick, you can't expense this. I just want to let you know. So if you want to make sure she's legit, the reason why I'm not
prepared, the reason why I'm not prepared for today's show is because this guy had me calling whores all day, okay? So just so you know.
In the side studio, I made him start calling whores.
Hey, who's this? He was like, Nick, I mean,
I was like, do you know what you're going to say with the answer? He's like, I have no idea. And he was so nervous. He was like, first he was like, but I'm not going to do that. I was like, yeah, we are. He's like, no, I'm not. We got to ask AJ. AJ was like, I don't care. So he was like, yeah, call one of the brothels in Vegas. So we called the Chicken Ranch and they were closed. Not they were closed. They were busy.
They have like an automation deal.
You should call
the Bunny Ranch?
Yeah, call it. No, the Chicken Ranch.
The chicken ranch.
It's the world famous Bunny Ranch.
Nope. It's called the Chicken Ranch. It wasn't
the Chicken Something Ranch.
Yeah.
It was always the guy that just died. It was called the Bunny Ranch. That was the show on HBO.
Call the number, Nick. We were both there. We heard the lady say, welcome to the world famous Chicken Ranch.
Okay.
Brothel.
It's the Chicken Ranch Brothel.
Yeah. The world famous Chicken Ranch Brothel. I think they
call it right now.
Yeah, call it. Call it. Watch my answer. They're going to have to take it off
air. They're
not
going to answer.
Then you're going to have to take it off air. So we called them, and then they weren't there. So then we went to, like, the back pages and just started calling escorts, and none of them answered. And I'm like, how do these people stay in business? Nobody answers their phone anymore. And I offered email, but he wouldn't email from his – he didn't want to email. He was like, no, I'm not sending – I was like, use your work email. That's fine. This is for the show. I know the Bunny Ranch exists. It's called the Chicken Ranch. Google it.
I'm just saying
I see you pointing at it.
I didn't point at it more. I just that I found the fact that the one that was Dennis Hoff's
that's not the one we're talking about.
Okay, though. Well, I'm just saying there's also the Moonlight Bunny Ranch in Nevada that the show was based on.
What does that say, Joel? Chicken Ranch,
the
brothel.
Love Ranch. That's the Love Ranch.
It's the Chicken Ranch Brothel.
Dennis Hoff's Love Ranch.
Yes.
So he has more than one business. He has a chicken ranch and a bunny ranch.
Oh my God! Like my lawnmower, we get stuck in the mud sometimes on the wrong stuff. So Nick called four girls from the Eros back pages. None of them answered, but then he won't send any emails either. So I don't know. I'm trying to. He's got to be a better producer. He's got to have to be better.
I'll
producer.
Send an email from your account.
No, just use you your just Gal Media account,
or you can set up a random email account. Can you? If you're worried about it?
Yeah, just get AD to create you one. Just be like, heyho at galmedia.com and just email from that.
Yeah. Hochaser at galmedia. That'll work.
No. Here's what you do. I swear, Nick, this will be the best. Get AD to set you up not a cop at galmedia.com and just email him from that. And just be like, hey, I got questions. Yeah.
We'll never get one scheduled with the way you're thinking.
What?
Not a cop.
Whatever. That was a good idea.
We'll see.
So you know what? I'm asking the listeners, and I'm being dead serious here.
Or just text in a number to one you know, honestly. That's willing to do
That's what I'm saying. Just send it in. I'm not even going to look at your... like.
Because I just called two right now, and they're not answering.
See? So just send it over here. Just send it over.
Okay.
Joel, yeah. Do you have one or two in your contact list?
No, I do not. But I know friends I've been to Vegas with were very well-versed. In the fact that even taxi cab drivers had, like, you know, the baseball card binders that you kept your baseball cards in?
Mm-hmm.
Cab drivers in Vegas keep essentially a binder like that. And if you ask, they go on they pull it out. And basically my buddy's in the back seat of the car of the taxi going, yes. And then when you find one you like, their business card's a picture of them. And you pick that out and then you can make the appropriate phone call.
It's like, that's terrible. That's terrible. And by the way, Sean Stillman just sends me a private message on Twitter with a link to the bunnyranch.com. Sean, are you paying attention? That's not what we're talking about. It's called the Chicken Ranch, bro. Not the Bunny Ranch. I know that exists. This is a different brothel. You guys have to listen with your ears. That's what radio. That's what
Keep
you do.
Keep sending them links. No. He's so angry.
The point
right
is that they both exist.
They do, but that's not the point. It'd be like saying, hey, I saw a Toyota. Did you mean a Nissan? No, I saw a Toyota. Sean, y'all make me so angry. A lot of people have to run stuff.
You know what wouldn't make you angry? The fact that Infuse Energy is here locally owned and operated to help you with all your energy needs, whether it be for your family or for your business. Josh Pestikoff and his staff here in the H-Town area are dedicated to finding you the best rate and the best plan to make sure your needs are fulfilled energy-wise, whether it be, like I said, for business, family, or otherwise. The bottom line is all you need to do is pick up the phone and call 844-INFUSE2. That's 844-463-8732. Or you can log on to infuseenergy.com. But if you call, you're going to get a human being, and they're going to ask you as many questions as you ask them, because it's not an automated system and they're just trying to get you through as quickly as possible and get you to sign on the dotted line. They want to get you the best plan, the best rate, and do everything they can to make sure that you realize that they are always going to be 100% honest with you. They're not going to trick you or try to pull the wool over your eyes or get the most money out of you. They're going to find the best deal for you. That's the way they do business. Right off the top, if you mention ESPN 97.5, you get a $25 bill credit and they go from there. Sometimes, very rarely, they're even going to be honest enough to tell you when there's competition out there, they can beat their rates and prices as opposed to the offers that they can give you. And they're going to make sure that you know that, because you may not go with them now, but you'll go with them down the road because you know that you love people that you can trust, especially when you're doing business with them. They're affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. It's 100% green energy at your fingertips. Infuse energy into your life.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, Leonard Nimoy in search of has taken a whole new meaning as we go in search of... Is it proper to call them a lady of the night?
Yeah.
A lady of the evening?
I'm not going to use the W word no more.
A whore?
Yeah, I'm not going to use that.
Okay.
Why?
It's not right.
No?
Not right.
Okay. It's fine.
It's offensive?
They're women. They're human.
True.
Yeah, that's also a word in the Bible, if I'm not mistaken. I've never read the Bible, but... I'm pretty sure if you could like search a PDF and like, but do that with the Bible.
Oh no. Okay.
Pretty sure.
There's a reason why we have 62 messages in the inbox. You have lit so many fires right now that are just going to come burning back at us. Okay. There you go. So
one number is in. I've been given one number. And I don't know if I trust the source.
Well, I'll call
it. I think
it
might be a setup.
Because I'm struggling over here.
Are you ready?
Struggling.
One.
Wait.
Nine. Well, I'll give it to you. All fair. Not that stupid. Nick,
here's the thing. Nick just got free reign to be able to just look and call wherever, whatever want. Now. And he can just say, hey, show research.
And what's crazy is this time he doesn't have to clear his browser history.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm doing it from the station computer.
Or say you work for the Dallas Mavericks. You know, that guy that was working for the Mavs in the front office that every day was just looking at porn and doing whatever he
wanted.
But
it's kind of a struggle, man. You would think, considering how big the industry is, illegal or not, you'd think there'd be a lot of...
No one has answered.
Camila answered, but her English wasn't up to par. Camila.
Camila?
Yeah. What?
And you didn't get her to come on the show?
I tried to get her to speak English, and she kept saying... Oh, mi amor, I just couldn't do it. I couldn't. The whole time, she kept saying mi amor.
Did you just tell her to hang on and take the call in another room?
Hi, I'd like to have you come on the radio. Oh, mi amor. No, not yet.
Can't do it. No. Can't do it. I don't think we're even allowed to like cuss in Spanish on the air.
No, definitely not.
I'll try it. You know me.
Oh, yeah. We know yesterday.
Yeah, thanks.
That is too funny. So she didn't... So she didn't speak very good English?
Mm-mm. Well, she refused to
Get Jose over there. He could have talked to her.
Yeah, but I mean, still, she needed to communicate with you guys.
That's true. Well, she's got to go over the air and be so the people can understand exactly what we're dealing with.
Yeah,
and she didn't even want to like. I had to hang up on her.
Don't worry about that.
You hung up on her? Just
she wouldn't let me. I was like, all right, thank you. No, thank you.
She wouldn't let you like finish your sentence.
She thought I got nervous.
We're gonna look up at the call board. Camila on line one. She keeps calling back.
Hola, you rang?
Like no. Oh my goodness. Oh, okay. This is good stuff. Nick, are you doing all this from your cell phone?
No.
That would be great.
Isn't there a way to make your number show up anonymous in caller ID so that they don't call the show and go, hey, I just talked to Nick. Let's make a deal.
Oh, my gosh. This is great.
Okay. So we'll see what results we get on that. You said that some of them are coming in to the inbox. So
yes. We'll see what. I've got one number, and I told the person, I wish I could believe you. And he said, I found her on, I don't know, ECCIE.
What's that?
I have no idea. What is that, Nick? Never mind. He doesn't. But
he's busy calling whores.
He said, I'm not a bot. So we'll see. But I promise I'm not divulging my sources. So I promised I wouldn't.
So speaking of streaks, mm-hmm. See what I did there? The streak is over. Harden goes for 28 last night, but the Rockets get a victory. And I think we got, you and I specifically, what we've wanted all along, which is the streak to end. Not to end in a loss for the team. And now they can get down to business between now and the end of the regular season. So they're playing their best basketball come the postseason.
Were you, first of all, very first question on the shoot. Were you surprised that he didn't chunk up a three with 8 seconds left in the game to try to get 30?
I was more surprised that he didn't try and draw a foul in the backcourt immediately upon the rebound. Because that's what he's really good at doing.
Right.
But I think he kind of, it's kind of like when you surrender.
Yeah.
I think when you surrender, you realize when you cross half court and five guys are running at you, it's over.
But I think he was also smart because it was an opportunity to change his perception and change
completely
the image
agree.
Of
exactly
him.
Why. He did.
And he was like, you know what? I'll say I wasn't going for it because everyone expects me to go for it, like Kobe in the in his last. So I'm just gonna play it cool because I can go and say that it was never important to me, and now people will believe me.
Yep.
And that's what Mike D'Antoni was alluding to after the game, because someone actually asked the question, and they worded it this way. Do you think it was classy by Harden to not take that last shot and get the 30 spot? And he's like, I don't know if it was classy, but he probably did it to save himself, because you probably would have killed him on Twitter if he did go for that three-point shot. So
think about this now. We go back to first Ricky Davis when he threw the ball up against his own basket to get the rebound that he needed for a triple-double. Or how many people hammer Westbrook for when the streak was going on last year with the triple-doubles, when teammates would all like run and hide every time the ball hit the rim so he could get what he needed.
Yeah.
There is a lot of criticism, so there is something to be said about that. I go back to the Rachel Nichols interview that he did, and I told you guys at the time, that's a more mature James Harden than I've ever seen in the way he handled all of that with class. Because no one, let's not take anything away from James Harden, because without James Harden this year, you're a lottery team, in my opinion.
Yep.
Okay? So what Barry and I have been saying is, hey, credit for where credit's due, and way to go, James, but do you want MVP candidacy and accolades and chasing Wilt Chamberlain's streak, which you were never going to get to the 60-some games anyway? Or do you want your team to go as far as they possibly can by maximizing every bit of talent on the team? And I hope that's where they're going now.
Yeah, not a pretty game offensively for this team. And I didn't feel like James was forcing the issue and trying to get his points. But not a great game. When you go from the Warriors game and the way that team looked versus this team last night against Atlanta, it was night and day, really. But the one big thing that I took away from this is, you know, it was a scrappy win, and, you know, they got it done, and James didn't get outside of himself too much, but they won the rebound battle again. Mm-hmm. And that's something that you're starting to see now. That's a couple games in a row. They're not getting killed on the boards like they used to. That's one big positive for me, even at and I know they won, and they almost made a liar out of me because I told you there was no way they lose that game, which I did think it was ironic. Remember, we were talking about stats yesterday. How much did I tell you that the Hawks give up? 119.
119, yeah.
What did I tell you that they score?
111.
The Rockets give up 111.
Oh, yeah.
So they both gave up what they've been averaging for the season. So I tell you what, Trae Young.
I was going to say.
That kid can ball. We saw it last time, though.
Because I told you this was a trap game because it was roles were reversed. Golden State, they were the underdog, heavy underdog, and they came through. But this is one where they could have looked past the Hawks. And it got a little scary. But I'll say this. If Harden makes even one of his threes, because he was 0 for the night, he makes one of his threes, the streak continues.
Yeah.
He got the looks. He just wasn't making the shots. I don't know if that's the neck still wasn't 100% or for whatever the reason he was out of rhythm. But normally, if he's going to take 10 threes or however many, he's going to make at least one.
Sure.
So, yeah. But I'm with you on the rebounding thing because, look, I love where they're at with Fareed and with Capella. The combination, whether you play them together or apart. Remember when we talked about the death lineup a year ago?
Yep.
You're getting closer to the personnel you need to be able to put a similar lineup on the floor. They don't have to be on there for long stretches. But if you want rebounds and athleticism, you can put Capella at the five. You can put Fareed at the four. You can put PJ at the three.
Shumpert
you can put Shumpert at the two. And you
can defend.
And you can put Chris Paul at the one.
And that's a defensive lineup.
And that is a solid five defensive player unit.
If you've got to get a stop, and that's you're down, you're going back and forth one possession at a time at the end of a game, and you're like, all right, we're gonna go on defense, we don't need our shooters, pull people. Don't be surprised though if you wouldn't see James Harden in that lineup. Do you know why?
I do. Well, I got my opinion, which is exactly what we just talked about.
He wants to be on
the floor.
But dude gets a lot of steals.
Yeah.
I mean, facts are facts, numbers are numbers, and James Harden is one of the top five in steals in the NBA.
Matt Bullard tells me he's one of the top five defenders in the league.
Low post and,
But
honest to God, if you need a turnover and you got a guy who's top three, top five in the NBA, you want him on the floor.
Just make sure he's held accountable, because if he does one of those lazy J's where he lets the Ole go pie him and then goes, I'm not going to get through that screen, you better have PJ Tucker and Chris Paul in his face going, no, bro, we need to stop.
He is third in the league with 2.13 steals per game. Just behind Westbrook at 2.18, and first is Paul George at 2.22. So you're talking, it's crazy to even think that when you figure how far James Harden has come defensively. But
not only that, but you can't argue that point, because the statistics don't lie. It doesn't matter how he's getting them. He's getting them, and you don't fluke your way into that many steals a game unless you're doing something right. And I have always said, and I said this well before Matt Bullard got on this train this year, and that is, you can say what you want about James Harden defensively overall, but low post-wise, he's guarded Blake Griffin in the past. He guards post players well because he is very strong and he's very athletic.
Yeah, and it's funny because you look at top five in steals. Paul George, Russell Westbrook, James Harden, Jimmy Butler, Kawhi Leonard. One of these is not like the others. One of these you don't think of as a defensive juggernaut, and the others you think defend their position really well. And
you put
James.
Adetokounmpo in that mix, you've got MVP candidates all over the place,
yeah,
too,
just
which
in
is
steals,
crazy.
Just
yeah.
in steals per game. So. Hey, you know what else is crazy? Saving lots of money. That's why I want you to get this new app called Get Upside. It's a free download from the iTunes Store and from the Google Play Store. So easy to download and install. And when you go out and download Get Upside, make sure you put in promo code Barry right away. And I'm going to tell you why. Because what Get Upside does is it saves you money on stuff you're already spending money on, like gas and food. And when you use promo code Barry, when you download Get Upside, it's going to give you extra savings on your first fill up through the app. How cool is that? Like, you're already saving up to 25 cents a gallon on gas at over 500 gas stations around the city. Using promo code Barry, it's going to go even higher. My wife made her download the app because I like saving money and it's a household thing. We use promo code Barry. I think she got like 30 cents a gallon cash back on her first fill up. Why would you pass up this free money? Go get download the app, Get Upside, use promo code Barry. And also don't forget, when you go have lunch today, pull out that Get Upside app, pull up the map, and then search the area around you, and it'll show you what deals you can get at the restaurants in your area. Like Burger King, you can get like 25% off. I'm looking at it right now in our area. They've got Wendy's, they've got Popeye's, Cyclone Anaya's, tons of restaurants to choose from, and you can get up to 35% back in cash on your order. And take a friend. They don't have to know. They don't have to know you're getting cash back when you go out to eat. It's called Get Upside, man. It's going to save you a ton of money over the years. You're going to get lots of cash back. Why wouldn't you download it? You like saving money, right? Get Upside. Use promo code Barry. Thank me later.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, Knee Deep in Hour Number 1, 3-hour show. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Thanks for taking us on the go, whether you're doing it with the app or the radio. We appreciate you. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Tuesday. You catching up on some?
I am. I'm almost caught up on the text line. If you've sent a text in, I'm trying to get through them as quickly as possible. Because you're right, it did blow up a little bit after those first couple of segments. LOL, Barry needs to make a shirt that says, "Oh, hating ass Nick." Or, "Oh, hating ass AJ," "Oh, hating ass Joel," or "Oh, hating ass Kevin." Well, I'm surrounded by haters. So, way back Wednesday idea, rank your MLB teams that you think will win and songs about those cities.
Too soon.
Not a fan.
No?
Too soon. As we get close to opening day, we will see that happening. Yes.
Somebody suggested visiting EC.net. For the escort service. I'm not going to spell it.
I was just going to say, people are wondering if you could spell that for them.
No, I'm not going to spell it. Figure it out. Guys, I know a few, quote, working girls, and unless you're paying in heroin, they won't be interested. Are you offering that? Why are you giving up?
They're not cooperative.
Now, Nick.
What are you doing wrong, Nick?
I don't know. I just got hung up on by Tiffany. I'm getting...
It's amazing. All these years, you've not been hung up on, and now, all of a sudden, they won't talk to you.
They're not cooperating. They know.
What do they think? This is a setup?
They know it's a radio show, and they're a little worried.
And Nick, here's what you do.
We're not setting them up.
I know.
Here's what you do. On your way home tonight, just exit a few exits early.
You know,
because you know as well as I do, there's a certain area on the way home that is notorious.
Do you know where Jackrabbit Road is?
Jackrabbit Road, no.
What area are you talking about?
Every night on the news, and you can actually see them on the way home on 59. Mm-hmm. If you go between the Beltway and I want to say...
Yeah, there are. They're on the news.
Fondren. They're about. On the news all the time. On the feeder roads, just really? Walking on the feeder road. Recently, I think one of the city employees got rung up because two garbage men on work time decided to try and get one of the... ladies to participate.
All right. Now we're going to test to see how committed you are to this show.
Oh, geez.
Okay.
We're going to see how much you really love this show and our listeners.
Okay.
Will you stop and ask one of those ladies?
Nope, I will not. Not committed.
I feel like, you know what? I feel like Dell would.
If we asked Dell,
Dell would stop.
None of the producers would do that.
No, I feel like they would. John would.
Jong would not do that.
Oh, are you kidding me?
He would not do that.
Mace in the face or pepper spray.
Yeah, that's not illegal.
He dressed up like a cheerleader and got on the side of the road holding a sign. It's not illegal to talk to a woman. It's illegal to pay her for sex, Nick. I'm not asking you to have sex with her and pay for it. I'm asking you to ask her to do an interview on the radio. It's two different things.
Now, I do get the idea that they're going to want to be paid for their services.
Why? It's just an interview. We're getting their side
of the
story.
I understand our side of the story, but I'm saying for them, everything is time is money.
Okay, fine. So here's what I want you to do first then, Nick. First, I want you to stop and buy some meth. So you stop and you buy some meth, and then you... No? All right. He's out on this idea. I don't know.
At least he's still trying in there. He's on the phones. He's like, burning the phone lines.
Well, yeah. Walt said, "I don't know any prostitutes, but I know a whole bunch of hoes. Does that count?" No, Walt, it doesn't count. And by the way, someone had my back on this. Josephina Gonzalez said, "Yes, whore is in the Bible." She sent us Leviticus 21, quote, "Thou shalt not take a wife who is a whore or profane, neither shall they take a woman put away from her husband, for he is holy unto his God." So whore is not a bad word.
You've gone to church today.
Yeah. We all just did.
Yeah.
Thank you, Josephina.
There
you
go.
For sending us to church.
You would think that we were still on 94.1. Oh, that was...
What was that?
When the station would switch midstream
really?
Into religious or... Yeah.
Oh.
All different things. So, I got some of the ones you deleted. Some of them were pretty funny. I just think you just decided to not read them on the air.
Yeah, there's some that I'm like, we're already tiptoeing a very fine line here.
Yes.
On a segment-by-segment basis, we are tiptoeing the line. So.
And so am I, so I'm not going to read them.
Yeah.
So at the same time,
you need not read them.
No, I'm going to stay away from those. But I talked to the appropriate people and made sure I was all right.
You're good?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Anything else from the game yesterday that stood out to you? I mean, it was, just a game.
Yeah. I think I will say this, a couple things. One, I saw Austin Rivers and Iman Shumpert make shots from three, okay, which helps. So you hope that Rivers is breaking out of his slump. You hope that Shumpert now really becomes acclimated into the system. Like I said, now that the streak's over, and I really fully anticipate that you're going to see more guys involved on a nightly basis, more balance in the scoring, in the box score, things like that,
yeah,
that hopefully those two guys, because they're going to be real, those guys are going to be relied upon just as heavily as Fareed almost. You need those guys in your rotation.
Absolutely.
So hopefully that happens. On the flip side, the one thing I will say, as much as it looked like Dallas absolutely bamboozled the Hawks,
right,
by getting Luka Doncic, Trae Young's got some talent now.
He can play.
And I think that, you know what? He's still a young enough kid that he's going to get a little stronger. He's probably going to get a little bigger. And you know what? His range, I know it was unfair of him at Oklahoma to be compared to Steph Curry.
He was,
but his range
down
was long range last night. Yeah. It was impressive to see that kid go to work.
I agree. I agree with you 100%. Previous game I saw with him, this was months ago. It might have been November, but I thought, ooh, that
kid might be a player. He blew the doors off LeBron a couple times when they beat the Lakers in the last couple weeks.
I don't remember what game it was. I want to say it was back in November, but I watched the game with Trae Young, and I thought, ooh, he might be a player after all. This kid, I mean, it was early, and it's still early, and he's got a long career to go, but he's looking like, he's not looking like a bust. He's looking like a guy that, I thought Bull and Clyde both, Clyde had a rough call yesterday, by the way. It was a rough evening for our man, but I'm not going to give anything specific. But a couple times, even my wife at one point looked at me and goes, "That doesn't make any sense." I was like,
I don't
worry
get,
about it.
And other teams in the league are doing this, but I don't get, because there's a disconnect, putting Clyde down by the floor, but having Bill and Matt up at the broadcast
location. What makes
location
it weird is that when they talk to each other, they call each other by name, and Bill and Bull don't. But when they talk to Clyde, because he's not sitting there, they refer to him by name, and then that makes it awkward.
Yeah, and the thing is, if you're going to be down that close to the court, and the other teams in the league do this, Dallas does it, there's several other teams that have their courtside reporter. But part of the courtside reporter is, during timeouts, you get up in the huddle, so you can come out of the huddle and say, hey, in that last huddle, Coach D'Antoni said, Clyde just sits. He's comfy. He's relaxed. And so you don't get that
night
out of it.
I thought about it last night, and it has to be where he was like, look, I'm Clyde. I got a ring for this city. I'm not sitting up there. I want to sit down there.
No,
and
it's not him.
Game.
That's an AT&T Sportsnet
decision.
Oh, is
it? Okay.
Yeah. Because I talked to the
what I was
going to
say, though, about Trae Young and the job that he did and Bull and Clyde, and they were talking about the fact that point guard is by far the hardest position to play as a rookie. And I thought the point they made about, you've got four other guys on the floor that have been in the league demanding that you get them the ball. They're the most important person. And so you've got, as a rookie, you've got to make these four vets happy and do a good job, and he's still able to score and everything else that he does. So I could see where, it'd be like having to be a quarterback as a rookie, and that would be difficult. So props to him, man. And you know, the Hawks have a long way to go, but they got a good start.
To your point, the other thing where I give Atlanta kudos then, too, is it might not be a complete wash, like one for the other, but if you're Atlanta and you end up with another future first-round pick, and you end up with a player that is above average and good, you've come out pretty good. Because you didn't get Doncic, but you're going to end up with two first-round picks.
Yep.
And that's not a bad deal for a team that's rebuilding.
Not a bad deal at all.
No, so we'll see how it plays out.
Did you happen to see the class move by Doc Rivers at the Clippers game? I thought that was so cool.
I did too.
If you didn't hear about this, during the Clippers game with about 9 seconds left, Doc Rivers calls a timeout, grabs the microphone from the PA announcer, and basically points out Dirk Nowitzki to the crowd and says, y'all give it up. He's one of the best to ever, one of the greatest of all time.
Dirk.
And then people started chanting and standing and clapping, and it was super classy, like super classy. And I hope that, I don't know, are there any games left with the Mavs here in Houston?
I don't think so. I think they're done with them for the year.
I think what would have only made it better is if he would have called another timeout with about 3 seconds left. And then pointed at Mark Cuban and let everybody boo him. That would have been awful.
Well, there you go.
I would do that. That would totally be.
But again, now he's saying, because Dwayne Wade's in his last year too, then Doc had to also backtrack and go, you know what? Miami was a tight game. He was playing like he was still got five more years in the tank to play, and we were getting beat, so we didn't do it.
People just can't enjoy the moment. They always got to bring up something.
Yeah.
Oh, hating ass public.
Well, it was a class move by Doc.
It was. Good for him.
All right, so we got one in the books. We still got 2 hours to go in the show and plenty more to get to. But if there's something on your mind you want to get off your chest, we're here for you. 713-780-3776. You've been doing a great job already. You can text that number, call that number, or you can hit us up on Twitter. Before we head to the break, I want to talk about that Houston Rockets team because of the fact that you know that they got that win last night and they're back on the winning track and everything's going in the right direction. If you're a dog lover and a Rockets fan, boy, do I have something for you. This Saturday is the 7th annual Houston Rockets Dog Walk presented by Tito's Handmade Vodka, and it benefits the Herman Park Conservancy. It's a perfect event for you and your four-legged friend to enjoy the beautiful Lake Plaza at Herman Park, and you can choose between two different walking trails. There's a 1 mile around McGovern Lake and the Jones Reflection Pool, or there's the 2.7-mile course where you can walk within the heart of Herman Park. All participants, regardless of which trail you choose, get a t-shirt, a goodie bag, and a ticket to an upcoming Rockets game, which down the stretch could be a very valuable ticket to have. Register for the dog walk. All you have to do, rockets.com/thedogwalk, and you can get all the information. If you want to sign up, again, a great deal, very affordable. The profits go to a very good cause, and you get a ticket to an upcoming Rockets game. Check it all out at rockets.com.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ Mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.